Blog Talk Radio.
Chag Sameach. Yes, I, Rastafari Maccabees. Maccabees, here in the Maccabees fighting Isla Day. Mick and I testify to the victory past, the victory present, and the victory future. Here for the Maccabee fighting Isla Days, here for the T to T, Rastafari, the Rastafari podcast, here for Testify Tuesday.
I'm going to testify.
Build a 99 house in the rock. Testify.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify. What Jah has done for I.
Yes, yes, yes. Here the Temple Rockers. Here for Roots Reggae Hanukkah album. Got to check out the Temple Rockers, the Festival of Lights, right here. Here we have Rock, the Rock of Ages, Wayne Jarrett with the Ma'oz Soar, right here on the Ear and the Iron here. Here we're at the third, yes, Rastafari, the third day of Hanukkah, of the Relivication. Relivication, the Maccabee fighting Isla Day, here from the Temple Rockers, Rock of Ages, Wayne Jarrett with the Ma'oz Soar. Yes, sir.
Sound.
mother race, weather free of fetters. Wake the echoes of the storm where ye may be scattered. You're the message, Syrian, that the time is nearing, which will seal all men free. Tyrant disappearing, which will seal all men free. Tyrant disappearing.
Yes, 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 rock. Build thine house on the rock. Yes, I, rock of ages. Here, here, here. Here we're at day three, going to share and catch up. We have the fourth book of Maccabees, and in the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden, and that printing of that particular document, the fourth book of Maccabees is divided into eight chapters. There's other versions that have of another division of the chapters that doesn't quite line up with the eight for the 8 days. But here, 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 we're going to go to the 8 days from fourth book of Maccabees so we can get a real sense, right, the true sense of what it is all about, because it's a rocky, rocky, rocky road. Remember, this is the Isla Day. I mean, the Isla Days, the Maccabees, but it's fighting Isla Days. So we just keep it lit right here, 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 as we trotting this rocky, rocky, rocky road.
Rastafari, Sinai, when I the praises goes out to the Most High. Listen to the wicked, well, watch this. Woman said, it is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. All those hidden in life, every day I pull close. Mostly think me unsafe, Jaja, stand at my immediate side. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. The ungrateful peoples in life, every day I pull close. Mostly think me unsafe, Jaja, Jaja, listen. Give them the length and the rope, because them off the top. When them come, them don't know who them man can touch. What about them find on you? Throw me in the dump. Stop and see who's his lies amongst the righteous, the conscious, who you will forever hate. Just because I'm leaking out against the system you create. You know I'm if it's safe, Jaja, don't choose to play. What you propose to me, I know, say I'm waiting on the story giant. Is it that hard to see? I'm so strongly built with God Almighty. You're coming on back to hurt me, but I'm the return messenger from biblical prophecy. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. The ungrateful peoples in life, every day they pull close. Mostly think I am safe, Jaja, stand at my immediate right. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. The ungrateful peoples in life, every day they pull close. Mostly think I am safe, but Jaja, stand at my immediate. Pagans attack me for things I never have, just because I'm a true believer in God. When told to conquer, not to be conquered. Break all the barriers, run down with by your mouth. Take your religion, that condemns feel a fee. Need a can not change my mind, from a Zion story. I so respect to the legend, Bob Marley, they all fight to defend black people history. Now I have to push on and face the misery. The words I used to carry on is now my duty. Oh Lord, I exalt thee. Supreme supremacy wherever you may be. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. I don't see the need life, every day I pull close. Mostly think I am safe, but Jaja, stand on my immediate right. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. I don't see the need, every day I pull close. Mostly think I am safe, Jaja, stand on my immediate. Yo, you're trying to stop, I do you know what I worth? I am here to tell the people about your dirty works. I can see you don't know your mission on earth. Excuse me, for righteousness I search. That's why I'm sent day and right rolling life. If I give up at the start, I have no end to retire. My conscience won't be free if I should give up this fight. When I do dare to tell my brother, fight for your right. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the weight as I approach. I don't see the need life, every day I pull close. Most they think I am dead, Jaja, stand on my immediate. Give them the length and the rope, because I'm off the top. When they come,
yes,
you
Rocky Road. Yes, I, Rastafari. May the elders, hail up to the elders, the ancestors, the patriarchs, the righteous patriarchs and matriarchs. May the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and shall word and doctrine, the true teaching, gives the teaching of his majesty. So I, the youth and the generation to come, the generation not yet even born, may it continue, I continue to be solid, solid as a rock. Yes, I, Rhema tune, Rhema right now.
They can't keep a good man down. Always keep a smile when they want me to frown. Keep the vibes and I stood my ground. They will never ever take my crown. Oh, Jah bless, I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. They found no weapon, just only a dropper. But I'm so solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. Come with their evil thoughts, I just sit to whenever they talk. I use the light into my dark. He cut and tear all my part. They fight me without a cause, trying to make my life so hard. The king of kings and the lord of lords, give us all reward. So solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. Go down to mix me up in your dirty gang. You're only trying to tarnish my name. You're only looking for the innocent to blame. When you're the ones who wish the guns down the lane. You have the cause, destruction and the pain. But the righteous believes and the rain. Love is all I got to give and I'm not to die. Looking for the future, the sky and your chain. Cause I'm so solid as a rock and they just can't stop me now. Even when they send their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. So they can't keep a good man down. Always keep a smile when they want me to frown. Keep the vibes and I stood my ground. They will never ever take my crown. Who's a bless, I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. They found no weapon, just only a dropper. Solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now.
Yeah, this is the Kalonji, solid as a rock, and here Israel. Israel, Shema Yisrael, Simi, Ethiopia, hoy. Simi Yi, Jerusalem, as in the Yi here, Israel vibration, Jah solid rock.
Oh, yeah. Jah solid rock. My faith looks up to thee, O Lama of Calvary. Now hear me when I pray. Wash all my guilt away. My hope is on nothing less than your love and righteousness. Ye soldiers of Jacob, we must not suffer long. On just solid rock I stand. Oh yeah. All other ground is sinking sand. Yes. On just solid rock I stand. Yeah. Oh oh. All other ground is sinking sand. Yeah. Righteousness alone, faultless before his throne. His army he shall lead until he's Lord indeed. Trust in his strength alone, yeah. Dear not trust your own. To us he is made known. Redeem us for his own. Solid rock I stand. Oh yeah. All other ground is sinking sand. Yeah. Foolish men build his house on sand. Yeah. And so he suffers in a Babylon.
back up in the dump cellar. Don't got nobody for on the rock. Hell block never empty, I live in hell. On the rock. Hell block never empty. Badness goes around when shanty town burn down. Was around when I come from. Yeah. He was with the number 5446. Remember that? I tell you, the water man come around. Keep some buttons in the door.
Hebraically is also a kind of a metaphor, a euphemism for Ainai power, the true good, the true God. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
This is why right here, this season is time, Maccabees, the Maccabee Bible, the book of Maccabees, focusing on the fourth book of Maccabees in particular, right here, and I and I gather. I'm going to share that as we're moving forward right here. Remember that this is a call right here. This Isla Day, this holiday right here, it's a call to revolution and redemption and to resist assimilation, right, into the Western, the Gentile, the world system, the Babylonian system, the simulation to the system of things, and calling to heart and mind those before I and I, right, that divine, a point of divine heritage who got up and stood up, right, and overcame, and Jah gave him the victory to give I and I the victory. I'll be divine magic.
Keep on traveling on.
Give up the
light. Yeah,
light. Keep on traveling on. Give up the light.
And here. Starting out with the Rock of Ages, Wayne Jarrett, and here, just bringing it forward here to Jamali and Rock of Ages. Here, brick wall, 7-inch. Check it.
Clap for me. I'm still around. Hotter the battle, sweeter the victory. My eye apple is Haile Selassie. Oh, we create so much wonder. El Shaddai, Yahweh, El Elyon, my provider.
Second day of the Hanukkah. Here we're at the third day right here. And here we have the Maccabees, Revolution and Redemption. Here it is.
As the Hellenization of the Jews gained momentum, Antiochus embarked on a nightmare course of savagery. Jews were put to death for merely studying their holy books. Sacred scrolls were destroyed, circumcision outlawed. It was an all-out declaration of war on the Jewish faith.
Why did Antiochus IV persecute the Jews? That is the $64,000 question. Scholars have been debating it for well over 100 years.
And the king directed them to follow customs strange to the land, to profane the Sabbaths and festivals, to defile the sanctuary, to build altars for idols, to sacrifice swine and to leave their sons uncircumcised. And whoever does not obey the command of the king shall die. 1 Maccabees 1:44.
Was Antiochus really the maniacal tyrant portrayed in the Bible? Many scholars believe he was merely bowing to the wishes of his allies in Jerusalem, the upper class, the Hellenized Jews, who had adopted Greek culture in preference to their own.
And in truth, this was more of an internal struggle, a civil war, between those Jews who were zealously Hellenistic and those who were extremely rooted in their tradition and belief.
In order to protect those Jews loyal to him, Antiochus built a fortress which looked down upon the Holy Temple.
This citadel was occupied by various Hellenistic Seleucid forces and by Hellenized Jews. It was used by the Seleucids to make sure that there wouldn't be any kind of riots or any type of uprising.
It was not long before the supporters of Antiochus perpetrated the final humiliation on the traditional religion of the Jews.
Harsh and grievous was the onslaught of evil, for the temple was filled with debauchery and reveling by the Gentiles who dallied with prostitutes and had intercourse with women within the sacred precincts. 2 Maccabees 6:3.
Antiochus's next action against the Jews would bring bloody revolution. He now ordered the Jews to worship pagan gods inside the temple. Over the sacred altar, a new one was built. Here, unclean animals were sacrificed to the deities of a foreign religion.
The nature of Greek worship in the ancient Holy Temple was essentially to establish images of the Greek pantheon of gods and to offer unclean or unkosher animals on the altar, primarily the pig. And that was, again, viewed by the zealots as such a violation and insult.
In their horror, traditional Jews called the practices which attended the new religion the abomination of desolation. It is a term which has mystified biblical scholars for centuries.
What was the abomination of desolation? Nobody knows for sure. Obviously, it has to do with whatever it was that the Greeks did in the temple, instead of allowing the Jews to continue to sacrifice as they had customarily done.
The term abomination of desolation is very symbolic. It's clearly metaphoric. I think what they probably put within the temple were upright stones.
But what were the upright stones? Some scholars believe they may have had an extraterrestrial origin.
There's been a theory that these are meteorites, perhaps, because there is some indication of worship of this kind of stone in the neighboring Lebanese-Syria culture framework. This could have been. We don't know what the stones were. Meteorites are a distinct possibility.
To religious Jews, the rape of their temple by Antiochus was a call to arms. The first skirmish began about 17 miles from Jerusalem, in the mountain village of Modin. Here, a small detachment of Seleucid troops ordered the populace into the town's marketplace. There, they tried to force local Jewish leader Mattathias and his family to sacrifice a pig on the altar of the new religion.
The king's officers came to the town of Modin to make them offer sacrifice. They spoke to Mattathias thus: "You are a leader, honored and great in this town, and supported by sons and brothers. Now, be the first to come and do what the king commands." 1 Maccabees 2:15.
The resistance begins with Judah Maccabee's father, Mattathias. He is the tough guy. "No, you're not going to get away with this. Not only are you not going to make me sacrifice to a deity other than my own or eat pork or abandon the Sabbath, I'm going to fight you."
Tension mounted in the square. Then a Jew among the onlookers meekly came forward to offer sacrifice according to the Seleucid command.
When Mattathias saw it, he burned with zeal, and his heart was stirred. He gave vent to righteous anger. He ran and killed him on the altar. At the same time, he killed the king's officer and tore down the altar. 1 Maccabees 2:24.
Mattathias is pictured, old man as he may be, as coming forward and killing the messenger and the collaborating Jew who was going to sacrifice on this altar, producing an unsurmountable rift then with the authorities, which could only be pursued by guerrilla war.
Most scholars believe a full-scale bloodbath occurred in Modin, But now it was the Jews who were the victors, the representatives of Antiochus laid dead. Mattathias and his sons led the villagers into the wilderness. There they planned to reorganize themselves. To command the newly formed revolutionary forces, Mattathias appointed his son, Judah.
Then his son Judah, who was called Maccabeus, took command. He extended the glory of his people. Like a giant, he put on his breastplate, bound on his armor of war, and waged battles. He was like a lion in his deeds. He went throughout Judah and destroyed the ungodly out of the land. 1 Maccabees 3:1.
The revolution had begun. It was the beginning of an epic struggle that would bring down an empire, preserve a nation, and enshrine the name Judah Maccabee in the annals of history. Mysteries of the Bible will be right back.
Yes. We're going to share some more right there. That's kind of hard documentary to find. He was able to find it with some due diligence, Mysteries of the Bible. It's called The Maccabee Revolution and Redemption. I think it's one of the a classic ones for its content. It's kind of interesting to hear how some of the other the European Jews there seem a little bit ambivalent, as though they observe it. You know, it's almost like questioning the motives on a level of Judas Maccabeus and the Yehudi, but the black Jews at that time. But it's kind of obvious if you have the irid, the spirit of truth, to understand why. But for us, it's a key, and the Rastaman, the elders, them who spoke about the Maccabees and the Maccabee Bible, they were pointing I and I to that righteous, the righteous revolution, where the true spirituality of divine majesty. They said, we will fight if necessary, as we are confident, eifed in the victory of good over evil. So Judas Maccabeus, Yehuda, Maccabee. Maccabee, what does Maccabee mean? Maccabee is one of the Hebrew words for hammer. Yehuda, Yehuda celebrated, praise, and praise were the eye liberator and even the Isis and the hammer. Yes, I, Rastafari, check this.
They just keep holding me, won't let go. Holding me, won't let go. I need armor to armor them down. I need armor to ram them down. They just keep teasing me. And you know they feel like they don't know, provoking me. But this is all I know. I need a rama to ram them down. I need a rama to hammer them down. To ram them down. Oh, I need armor to ram them down. Said I need a rama to ram them down. I need armor to ram them down. Holding me, won't let go. To ram them down. I need armor to ram them down. I need armor.
to run them down. I need armor, 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 armor to armor them down. I need a
rama, a hammer, and a rama. Maccabee, Maccabee, a Hebrew word for hammer, right there, recalling Yehuda, Judah, Maccabeus, Judah, Yehuda, praise, Isaac, the one who the brethren shall praise, and we praise them for their zeal, their diligence, their victory, and all of praise be to the divine majesty, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So here, we have one more clip here on the board to share on Mysteries of the Bible, Maccabees Revolution. Because someone thinks that, well, you know, if we have faith in El Elohe Yisrael, the God of Israel, his son Yeshua HaMashiach, if we have that sort of faith, therefore we can't be revolutionary. We can't be proactive about victory and overcoming our enemies, and nothing can be further from the truth. As Hanukkah is the Maccabee fighting holiday, and this is one reason why it's been so suppressed, especially in, quote, Christianity, as it be, or at least counterfeit Christianity, the book, apocryphal, taken out of the Bible, Maccabee, but it's a part of the whole thing, the full of full. So here, like to share this word right here. There is the first day of Hanukkah here in the season was the Ehud, was a Sunday, the Yom HaRishon on November 28th, the second day, the Monday, right, November 29th. And what's interesting is that in this season, Hanukkah actually rises up in the proper order of the days, with the first day being Sunday, right, the second day being Monday, and here for the Rastafari, the Tuesday podcast here for the T2T, Testify Tuesday here at the third day. So here we're going to seek to ride up and rise up, you know, the reason and to rise up the chant right here, at least the chant, in other words, reciting and word sound power of the scriptures. So we have Numbers chapter 7 throughout the Isle of Day, or the Isle of Days, the 8 days, is referred to in the Torah, the additional Torah reading. Here we go to the third book, to Numbers called Bamidbar in the wilderness. So for the first day, be Numbers chapter 7. For the first day of Hanukkah, Numbers chapter 7. And Hanukkah, as we mentioned, related to Hanukkah, Enoch. And Enoch has a sense of like one being initiated, livicating or dedicating something in the sense of initiating it. So Hanukkah, relivication, rebooting, when the temple, the tabernacle had to be cleansed of all the impurities that the heathen and the Gentiles had brought in. The Gentiles and the heathen at that time were the Gracchoi, the children of Hellas, of hell, you know, the Hellenistic influence, as even today with counterfeit Christianity, there's a lot of Greco-Roman and foreign influence that has defiled the holy place, both the actual place and the spirit and the psyche and the soul. So this is a time to reinitiate, relivicate I cells, as well as Yahweh, truth and life amongst I. So here, Hanukkah day one. Let's go through this right here. Had an audio on this already prepared, but, you know, and looking through the ARC and the archives, was not able to find it. But to carry forward in an orderly and decent way, we go to Numbers chapter 7. Numbers chapter 7. Now, what do we have here in Numbers chapter 7? Well, first of all, Hanukkah, once again, it celebrates the victory of the Maccabee forces, Maccabee, Hammer, forces over the Greeks, the Gracchoi, the children of Hellas, of Helen, the Hellenistic influence, and the rededication, the relivication, the reinitiation, the rebooting of the Beit Mikdash, of the Holy House, the Beit HaMikdash, the Holy Heikal, the Temple in Jerusalem. And there's additional Hanukkah, the Torah, direction, instruction, reading, that are connected, such as Numbers chapter 7, to the livication, the renewing, the rebooting, the cleansing of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the tabernacle, pointing to the example by Midbar in the wilderness. So on the first 7 days of Hanukkah, I and I read of the sacrifices and the gifts offered by the first of the 7 tribal leaders of the 12 tribes of Yisrael, the host, what's referred to as the Tseva, the Tseva, the Tseva, as we have Yahuwah, Jehovah, Tsebaot, he who be, who he be, of armies. So speaking of the host, speaking of the tribes of Yisrael, speaking of the first 7 days of Hanukkah, where we read of the sacrifices, the gifts, the offerings of those 7 Nasim, the princes, the tribal leaders. And on the 8th day of Hanukkah, we read of the offerings of the remaining 5 Nasim, the 5 leaders of the 5 other tribes. And then we continue, right, to the Torah reading, right, reading, and that's the next, actually, chapter, let's go right here, in chapter 8 of Numbers, Bamidbar, the order of the hosts. The 15th item here in Numbers, the third book of Moses, of Moshe, known as Bamidbar in the wilderness. Here, chapter 8 is what we'll continue after we go through the, you know, the 7, right? Numbers chapter 7 concerning the first Hanukkah, the first livication. So this word Hanukkah, which at the root is the same as the name, Hanuk, right, is the word that we find in the chapter where it speaks of dedication in the translation, dedication and livication. But in chapter 8 is the order of the hosts, the lamps and the lampstand. Here in the Scofield Study Bible says the lamps and the candlestick. We bun that right there, especially for principal reasons, because back in them days they used the oil-powered lamps, because oil is very important both in its usage and its natural usage, as well as the, you say, the metaphysical. It's physical and its metaphysical usage, as oil is a symbol of the spirit, the ruach, right? And the connection with light and the connection with the 7 branches, the 7 lights of the menorah, and connection with the light in I&I. Some refer to it as the chakras, Hebraically as the sephirot, right? With that center, the center shaft in the Hebrew, we refer to it as the shemesh. And that's the word referring to the sun, and that will correspond with the heart chakra. Even the study of the menorah is very, very important. The menorah that we observe, Rastafari Hanukkah, the menorah that I and I observe is the same menorah, the 7 branches. There's the Hanukkiah nowadays, which has 9 branches, and according to their tradition, they light 1 every day. Well, that's nice, but according to the Hanukkah narrative, it was 1 day's worth of oil that lasted for 8 lights. So we seek to keep the 8 lights particularly lit in this time, in this season. So we move forward to chapter 8, the order of the hosts of the Tseba, or the Tseva, as in Tsebaot, Jehovah Sabaot of hosts, the lamps and the lampstand, the lamps and the menorah. So here, picking up with, and Jehovah spake to Moshe, saying, speak to Aaron, the first high priest, Aaron also the first Moshiach, the first anointed, the first Christ. Thus, in the New Testament is where we get that type, that example, that pattern, where Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, is the high priest, and the disciples, called chosen and faithful, are those sons, right, like the sons of Aaron, also Mashachad, also anointed. But here, speak to Aaron and say to him, Beha Elotika, when you step up, when you light this up, Beha Elotika, when you step up to light the lamps, the 7 lamps shall give light over against the lampstand. It is said right here in the positioning of the lights that they would be turned towards the three on one side, the three branches on one side, the three on the other side would be pointed to the center, the Shemesh. And symbolically, that is as like the Messiah, the heart, keeping it heartical. And Aharon did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against the lampstand, as Yahweh commanded Moshe. And this work of the lampstand, the menorah, was of beaten gold to the shaft thereof, to the flowers thereof, was beaten work according to the pattern, the key word there, the tabnit, the pattern, according to the pattern that Yahweh Jehovah had shewed Moshe. So he made the menorah. So for Hanukkah, it is that menorah of the seven, according to what Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, commanded to Moshe and to Aharon and to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel. But here, that part right there, that's the connection, you know, after we get with the seven, you know, the 7 days, the eighth day, chapter seven of Numbers, right there, going to ride up right here, bring it up to today, so we can at least catch up in I&I presentation and observance. So in reading about how Jehovah commanded his commandment to Aharon, to Aaron, the first high priest, also the first anointed, the first, we could say, Christ or Moshiach, right, to kindle HaMenorah, kindle the menorah in the Mishkan, in the sanctuary, the dwelling place, in the tabernacle, like kindling the light in I&I, beginning with the heart, heartical, right? Now, on the Shabbat of Hanukkah, right, as we mentioned before, but this is connected with the menorah, right, a central symbol, right, in Hanukkah, the feast, the festival of lights. So on the Shabbat of Hanukkah, we add the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, from the book of Zechariah. This speaks of Zechariah, his prophecy concerning a menorah, the same seven, we say seven-branch menorah. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, hailing out those here on the board, also those in the live stream. We have about an hour and 5 minutes because we know that sometimes the ones call in because of some of these telephone companies. You know, this is another way that the Gentiles persecute I&I people, that when they call in, some have to pay like a penny a minute, right, you know, in order to call in to like chat lines or podcast lines. And some of the brothers and sisters would wait until just before like the third hour. So we'd like to give ones and ones like kind of a heads up, so ones and ones know near and far. But right here, for this third day here, for the T2T, for the Testified Tuesday, right, we have Numbers chapter 7, verses 24 to chapter 7, verse 35. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Zechariah chapter 2, focus verses, verse 14 to chapter 4, verse 7. And in the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, the renewed covenant reading, we have Romans chapter 10, focus verses 1 to 13, Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 7, focus verse 14, as well as chapter 9, verse 6, and Matthew, chapter 1, focus verses 8 to 25. But just to catch up right here, let's just seek to cue this up right here, brothers and sisters. Like to go through this right here. We're going to pick up with the first two readings, for the first two days of Hanukkah. And then for this right here, for the T2T, the Tuesday podcast here for the third day, with the third day reading, as well as the reading of the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, as well as the reading of the New Covenant reading, the New Testament reading, just seeking to make sure we have this here on the board, right here, boom, we have this, because also stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to the Chabarim, the Rastafari Chabarim, I and I fellows, I and I brothers, I and I fellow priests, for the word, sound, power being brought forward from the scriptures, Zacharias, Sahar, Ahad, Ras, Sahar, Ahad, give thanks, Toda, Toda, Ras, Ayasin, Tefari, and also the other brothers and sisters that have shared before and also will share again, and especially those who are sharing right here, here, here. So here, 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 let's just cue this up. So we're going over day one of Hanukkah, day one reading from the Torah reading for the first day, Numbers chapter 7, focus verses 1 to 17. Here, here, here. Hashem Ha'ab, Wehabein, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad, name the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, He who be, we be the one. Hashem Ha'ab, Wehwala, Wehmenfis, Kedus, Ha'adu, Amlak. Here, Numbers, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, known as Numbers, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Numbers chapter 7. Numbers chapter 7. The order of the host, 14th item right here. The gifts of the Nassim, of the princes. And it came to pass on the day that Moshe, that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle and had anointed it and sanctified it and all the instruments thereof, both the altar and all the vessels thereof, and had anointed them and sanctified them, that the princes Nassim of Yisrael, Nisiei Yisrael, heads, the Roshim, the Rashis, the Roshim, the heads of the bait of the house of their fathers, their patriarchs, who were the princes of the tribes and were over them that were numbered, offered. Here, verse 3. And they brought their offerings, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, be'egziyah herfi, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for 2 of the princes, and for each one an ox. And they brought them before the tabernacle. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, take it of them, that they may be to do the service of the tabernacle of the aggregation, and thou, the eye, shall give them to Halloween, to the Lewawion, the Levites, to every man according to his service. And Moshe took of the wagons and the oxen and gave them to Halloween, the Lewawion, the Levites, keeping it Levitico. Verse 7, 2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon, according to their service. And 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari, according to their service, under the hand of Yitamar, the son of Aharon HaKohen. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonging to them was that they should bear upon their shoulders, that they should carry upon their shoulders. And the princes offered for dedicating, so here in the Hebrew, here we get the Hanukkah root, for dedicating, livicating, right, initiating of HaMizbeach, of the altar, in the day that it was anointed. Even the princes and the Nassim offered their offering before the altar. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Moshe, they shall offer their offering, each prince on his day, for the dedicating or the Hanukkah-ing. So in Hebrew, this is where the Hanukkah is, for the livicating of the altar. Verse 12. And he that offered his offering the first day was Nahshon, the son of Aminadab, of the tribe of Yehuda, tribe of Judah. And his offering was one silver charger. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, bur, after the shekel of the bur of the sanctuary. Both of them were full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering or a meal offering, a mincha offering. Which is often a bloodless offering, a grain offering. Verse 14, one spoon of 10 shekels of gold, full of incense, full of ashens, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering in Ola, Yemikat El Meswayet, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, the Hatat, and for the sacrifice of Shelamim, peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nachshon, son of Aminadab. So here is what is read for the first day of Hanukkah, first day of Hanukkah right here. And then usually we'll share like the day one of the Maccabees, book four, right here. We should actually go to that right here, looking at the time right here. Let's just cue this up right here so ones and ones can hear, you know, the first reading. It's the first reading in the book of Maccabees, right? The first reading here in the book of Maccabees, here, for day one. Let's see, bring up the day one reading. Fourth book of Maccabees, the preferred version that has it in four books. There's the preferred version that has it in four books, the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden. So right here, this will correspond to the category of the Haftarah, right, in essence, right? Right here, day one.
The fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 1, an outline of philosophy, the love of wisdom, philosophia, from ancient times concerning inspired reason, inspired logic, spiritual reasoning. Civilization has never achieved higher thought. A discussion of, quote, repressions, end quote. Verse 48 sums up the whole philosophy of humanity. We'll highlight verse 48 right now as we will be reading straight through. Verse 48, which is the last verse. Make a note of that. It says, for in the day when Elohim created man, he implanted in him his passions and inclinations, and also, at the very same time, set the mind on a throne amidst the senses to be his sacred guide in all things. And to the mind he gave the law, HaTorah, by which if a man order himself, he shall reign over a kingdom that is temperate and just and virtuous and brave. Chapter 1. Philosophical in the highest degree is the question I propose to discuss, namely, whether the inspired reason, the spiritual logos, is supreme ruler over the passions. And to the philosophy of it, I would seriously entreat your earnest attention. For not only is the subject generally necessary as a branch of knowledge, but it includes the praise of the greatest of virtues, whereby I mean self-control. That is to say, if reason is proved to control the passions adverse to temperance, gluttony, and lust, it is also clearly shown to be Lord Adonai over the passions like malevolence opposed to justice, and over those opposed to manliness, namely rage and pain and fear. But some may ask, if the reason is master of the passions, why does it not control forgetfulness and ignorance? Their object being to cast ridicule. The answer is that reason is not master over defects inhering in the mind itself, but over the passions or moral defects that are adverse to justice and manliness and temperance and judgment. And its action in their case is not to extirpate the passions, but to enable us to resist them successfully. I could bring before you many examples drawn from various sources where reason has proved itself master over the passions. But the best instance by far that I can give is the noble conduct of those who died for the sake of virtue, Eleazar and the seven brethren and the mother. For these all, by their contempt of pains, yea, even to death, prove that reason rises superior to the passions. I might enlarge here in praise of their virtues. They, the men with the mother, dying on this day we celebrate for the love of moral beauty and goodness, but rather would I felicitate them on the honors they have attained. For the admiration felt for their courage and endurance, not only by the world at large, but by their very executioners, made them the authors of the downfall of the tyranny under which our nation lay. They, defeating the tyrant by their endurance, so that through them was their country purified. But I shall presently take opportunity to discuss this after we have begun with the general theory, as I am in the habit of doing, and I will then proceed to their story, giving glory to the all-wise God, giving glory to the all-wise Elohim, Baruch Hashem. Our inquiry then is whether the reason is supreme master over the passions. But we must define just what the reason is, and what passion is, and how many forms of passion there are, and whether the reason is supreme over all of them. Reason I take to be the mind, preferring with clear deliberation the life of wisdom, the life of Sophia. Sophia, wisdom, Chokmah, I take to be the knowledge of things, divine and human, and of their causes. This I take to be the culture acquired under the law, acquired under HaTorah, through which we learn with due reverence the things of Elohim, and for our worldly profit the things of man. Now, wisdom is manifested under the forms of judgment and justice, and courage and temperance. But judgment or self-control is the one that dominates them all, for through it, in truth, reason asserts its authority over the passions. But of the passions, there are two comprehensive sources, namely pleasure and pain. And either belongs essentially also to the soul as well as to the body. And with respect both to pleasure and pain, there are many cases where the passions have certain sequences. Thus, while desire goes before pleasure, satisfaction follows after. And while fear goes before pain, after pain comes sorrow. Anger, again, if a man will retrace the course of his feelings, is a passion in which are blended both pleasure and pain. Under pleasure also comes that moral debasement which exhibits the widest variety of the passions. It manifests itself in the soul as ostentation and covetousness and vainglory and contentiousness and backbiting, and in the body as eating of strange meat and gluttony and gormandizing in secret. Now pleasure and pain being as it were two trees growing from body and soul, many offshoots of these passions sprout up, and each man's reason as master gardener, weeding and pruning and binding up and turning on the water and directing it hither and thither, here and there, brings the thicket of dispositions and passions under domestication. For while reason is the guide of the virtues, it is master of the passions. Observe now, in the first place, that reason becomes supreme over the passions in virtue of the inhibitory action of temperance. Temperance, I take it, is the repression of the desires, but of the desires, some are mental and some are physical. And both kinds are clearly controlled by reason. When we are tempted towards forbidden meats, how do we come to relinquish the pleasures to be derived from them? Is it not that reason has power to repress the appetites? In my opinion, it is so. Accordingly, when we feel a desire to eat water animals and birds and beasts and meats of every description forbidden to us under the law, under HaTorah, we abstain through the predominance of reason. For the propensions of our appetites are checked and inhibited by the temperate mind, and all the movements of the body obey the bridle of reason. And what is there to be surprised at if the natural desire of the soul to enjoy the fruition of beauty is quenched? This, certainly, is why we praise virtuous Joseph. Because by his reason, with a mental effort, he checked the carnal impulse. For he, a young man at the age when physical desire is strong, by his reason quenched the impulse of his passions. And reason is proved to subdue the impulse not only of sexual desire, but of all sorts of covetings. For the law says, for HaTorah says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Verily, when HaTorah, the law, orders us not to covet, it should, I think, confirm strongly the argument that the reason is capable of controlling covetous desires, even as it does the passions that militate against justice. How else can a man naturally gormandizing and greedy and drunken be taught to change his nature if the reason be not manifestly the master of the passions? Certainly, as soon as a man orders his life according to the law, according to HaTorah, if he is miserly, he acts contrary to his nature and lends money to the needy without interest, and at the seventh year periods cancels the debt. And if he is parsimonious, he is overruled by the law. He is overruled by HaTorah through the action of reason and refrains from gleaning his stubbles or picking the last grapes from his vineyards, or vineyards, if you please. And with regard to all the rest, we can recognize that reason is in the position of master over the passions or affections. For the law, HaTorah, ranks above affection for parents, so that a man may not for their sakes surrender his virtue. And it overrides love for a wife, so that if she transgress a man should rebuke her. And it governs love for children, so that if they are naughty, a man should punish them. And it controls the claims of friendship, so that a man should reprove his friends if they do evil. And do not think it a paradoxical thing when reason, through the law, through HaTorah, is able to overcome even hatred, so that a man refrains from cutting down the enemy's orchards and protects the property of the enemy from the spoilers and gathers up their goods that have been scattered. And the rule of reason is likewise proved to extend through the most aggressive passions or vices: ambition, vanity, ostentation, pride, and backbiting. For the temperate mind repels all these debased passions, even as it does anger. For it conquers even this. Yea, Moshe, Moses, when he was angered against Datan and Abiram, did not give free course to his wrath, but governed his anger by his reason. For the temperate mind is able, as I said, to win the victory over the passions, modifying some while crushing others absolutely. Why else did our wise father Jacob, our wise father Yaakov, blame the houses of Simeon and Levi for their unreasoning slaughter of the tribe of the Shechemites, saying, accursed be their anger, for had not reason possessed the power to restrain their anger, he would not have spoken thus. For had not reason possessed the power to restrain their anger, he would not have spoken thus. He would not have spoken like this. For in the day when God, when Ha Elohim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, created man, he planted in him his passions and inclinations, and also at the very same time set the mind on a throne amidst the senses to be his sacred guide in all things. And to the mind he gave the law, he gave HaTorah, by which if a man order himself, he shall reign over a kingdom that is temperate and just and virtuous and brave. The reading for the first day of Hanukkah. Rastafari Hanukkah Sameach. Joyful Rastafari initiation. Fighting Isla Day of Maccabees Hanukkah.
I got crumble. And when them see the man, say them happy hunger. wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. The Maccabee Bible. Shout up to Psalms and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Me a fi drop in the Maccabee Bible. Shout up to Psalms and the wicked them tremble. Me a fi drop in the Maccabee Bible. Shout up. Me a fi drop in the Maccabee Bible. Shout up to Psalms and the wicked them tremble. Me a fi drop in the Maccabee Bible. Shout up to Psalms and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble.
Yes, yes, yes. Message right there. There, Maccabee Bible. Rastafari, the Maccabee Bible. Here we have Maccabee and the connection of Maccabee with Hanukkah, the feast, the festival of light, keeping it lit here, especially over these 8 days. That was a reading right there from the fourth book of Maccabees and the best printing of it in the sense of the proper ordering of the chapters is to be found in Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, a lot of very valuable documents right there. Even some of them, if you read them diligently, they'll tell you that they came from Ethiopic sources, like the Book of Adam and Eve, as well as is in that particular document, Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden. But even some of the other books on the Maccabees, we have them, and you know, like the one that has Psalm 151 is also very good. But here, in the practice here of a chapter a day over the 8 days, highly recommended Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, of Eden. Interesting. What does Eden mean? The garden, paradise, going to the garden, the paradise, Eden, garden of delights, the Gan Eden. So here, that corresponding with the prophets, because of the prophets reading in the category there. Sometimes we can't place that in the category of the Torah, but it's reasoning on reason and on wisdom, divine wisdom. But here, moving to the Brit Hadasha here for the first day, going from the first to second and try to catch up right here with the third day. So by the time we come to the middle, more or less the middle of the season right here, the middle of the Shavua, the fourth day, we'll be right on point. So here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship, Tainai fellow Haber, right, Haber Shali, Ras Ayasin Tafari right here, the Brit Hadasha. Here coming from John's Gospel, as we find Hanukkah is in the Bible. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here.
The Brit Hadasha Chadish Kidan, renewed covenant reading for Hag Hanukkah, the Feast of Libation. From John chapter 9, verse 1 through 7, John chapter 10, verse 22 through 39. The man born blind is healed. And Yeshua and Jesus passed by. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Libation, and it was winter. And Yeshua, Jesus, walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt, if thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, maketh thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are Elohim? If ye call them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, but if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Yes, yes, yes. The dove right there, Judah Iskender, here. Here we're at the day three of Hanukkah, but moving forward in the reading from day one completed. Here it's day two. Hopefully catch up for the third hour with day three.
I'm going to testify.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are going to crumble. Bible. Shout up to songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Yes, yes, yes. It means glory be, the power of the Trinity. Yes, all right. So here for the day two Hanukkah right here. Numbers chapter 7, picking up with verse 18 to Numbers chapter 7, verse 29. Verse 18 to 29 right here. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one, Besama'ab, Awolet, Wamenfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. Here, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Sleeka, fourth book. My bad right there, fourth book. This is actually the fourth book. Here we're on the threes right here. Here we're actually at the fourth book of Moses, Numbers. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here in the fourth book, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, Numbers chapter 7, here picking up with verse 18. On the second day, Nathanael, the son of Zuar, prince of Issachar, did offer. He offered for his offering one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels or bur, after the shekel or the bird of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering, for a minka, a bloodless, the grain offering. Verse 20, one spoon of gold of 10 shekels full of aishins, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and ola mikatel mesuait, a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering, chatat, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nathaniel, the son of Zuar. Here, here, here. Verse 24. On the third day, Eliab, the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun, did offer. His offering was one silver charge, and the weight whereof was 130 shekelim, one silver bowl of 70 shekelim, after the shekel, the bur, silver currency of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal, a minka, a meal offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a ola, a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a chataat, for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. Here, here, here. For the second day, right here, here, here. Let's just, for the principle of the fire offering, may the fire offering of Yisrael be accepted for he who be, we be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So right here, 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 using the day two, the same reading from the Brit Chadasha would come again. That's John chapter 9, verses 1 to 7, and John chapter 10, focus verses, verses 22 to 39. But here, 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 here from the fourth book of Maccabees, here from the fourth book of Maccabees. Now, this is going to take us over into the grace of this podcast right here, here, here. So we're going to go forward, just reminding ones and ones in the listening. There's like 20 minutes right here, 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 here for day two. Then we follow up with the day three. Today's daily psalm, interesting, is Psalm 93. My Psalm 93. Let's just pause for the chorus right here and just give ones and ones a hear right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. Here we have Psalm 93 right here, 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 as per the reason for the season right here.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, forever, forever. Forever, forever.
I'm going to testify.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage. You know? But who want the next verse with Amaric? But who want the next verse with Amaric?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here's Psalm 93. This is Lekuba, hopefully Talua right here. Here from the HSV Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Mitzvah Kiddush. Here we have the Amharic and the English KJV side by side right here, here, here. And the scene, yeah, Exyavir Gurma, yeah, of Exyavir, the sustainer Gurma, the majesty of the sustainer, Jah, the king, right here, here, here. Yes, I. And we're going to ride up with day two and hopefully fulfill with day three. Yes, I. Rise to fire, Satan.
Salamta, nice greetings, Wendemoche, Tochna, Toch. Today's daily psalm is Mure Dawit. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Zetanasost, the 93rd psalm, Besenbet Teken, Yemiskana Mezmor. On the day of the Sabbath, the day before the Sabbath day, yet Miskana Mezmor, Besenbet Ken, yet Miskana Mezmor. Today's daily psalm themed, yet Ekaziavi Her Gurma, Gurma, yet Ekaziavi Her Gurma. The majesty of Ekaziavi Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Generous Father, today's daily psalm. Also theme, Ekziavir Negusno. Ekziavir Negus. 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 King. That the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab is King. God the King psalm. Ekziavir Negusno. Yeah, Ekziavir Gurma. Gurma, the majesty. Superscription for today's psalm, we have the LXX. The LXX actually really brings it out in connection here with the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, which we know as the Book of the Seven Seals, according to Revelation 5 and 5. So we have the superscription in the Koine in the Greek for today's daily psalm that reads, Eis tein hermeron, toa pro sabato, hote kato kistai, hege einos odes to Dawid, Dawid. And here, the superscription from the LXX says, for the day before the Sabbath. And today's daily psalm, the 93rd psalm, is a psalm that's appointed for the evening. The evening worship is the standing psalm for the evening, for the day before the Sabbath, for the Friday evening psalm. Besenbet Ken. Ye Miskana of Miskana, Ye Miskana Mezmor. A psalm of praise, of Isis, of Miskana, Miskana of thanksgiving. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the evening psalm, the 93rd psalm, Zetna Sost, Besenvet Ken, Ye Miskana Mezmor. Ekazi Avi Her Negese. Kubrinima lebese, ekzi abeher hailina lebese, tat ekem, alamin indata nawet atinat, ekzi abeher sustainer, the good, the generous Ab,
Father. He is clothed with majesty. Egaziavi hara negese. Kubrinima lebese. Egaziavi hara, sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, the generous Father. Hailina lebese is clothed with strength. Hailina lebese tatek em. Wherewith he hath girded himself, and he has girded himself. Tatekem, have girded himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. Ekziavihir negese has become king. Ekziavih, sustainer, has become king. Kubrinima lebese, he is clothed with majesty. Kubrinim lebese. Ekziavihir hailina lebese, he's clothed with strength. Ekziavih is clothed with strength. Ekziavihir hailina lebese tatekem, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Zufanih katinta jamroa yetazegajeno antem kazalalemen. Thy throne, Zufanih, is established of old. Katinta jamro yetazegajeno. Thou, the I, Antem, and the I art from everlasting, from eternity. Antem kazalalemne abetu wenzoch kefadaregu wenzochak alochachuin kefadaregu. The floods have lifted up Abetu, our father, his father, O father of the house. Abetu, when Zoch Kef Kefa de Regu. The floods have lifted up Abetu, when Zoch Alochachuin Kef Kefa de Regu. The floods have lifted up their voice, when Zoch Alochachuin Kef Kefa de Regu. The floods lift up, the floods lift up their waves. Kabuzu hocha dimta kabahirima talaka moged yilik ekziavihir bekeftau dinkno. Ekziavihir, sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, on high, is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Kabuzu hocha dimt kabahirim talak amoged yilik ekziavihir bekaftau dinkno. Misukari hijiga yetamenen. Abetu iska regim zemindres lebetih kdisna yigabba. Thy testimonies, misukri ijig yetamenenno, are very ijig yetamenen, very sure, very trustworthy. Miskarihi jiga yetamenenno. Abetu, O my father, his father, O father of the house. Abetu iska regim zemin deres lebeitihi kdisna yigeba. Holiness, kdisna, islandness becometh thine house. Abitu, for Ivan, Iva, Iskarejima, Zemina, Deres, Lebeite, Disina, Disina, Yikepa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
let them dance, Jaja.
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yeah, we got like seven minutes before the third Iowa, hopefully Jah willing, so we can fulfill with the third day. The third day reasoning here, just segueing right here, segueing to today's daily psalm. And here, perfect storm rhythm is a 3-in-1. The 3-in-1 in English, the KJV, the Hebrew, and the Royal Amharic right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 93.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Mizmor tzad de gimal. Adonai malach geut lavesh. Lavesh Adonai oz hit azar. אף תיקון תבל בל תמות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נעשאו נהרות אדוני, נעשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאווה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولد بك النف زتنا سوست بسم بسك أن يمسقانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حات اكام عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتنت جمروي كزقات جلو انتم كزل عالمنا አቤቱ ወንዞች ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ ወንዞች ቃሎቻቸውን ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ ከብዙ ውሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ መገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል
Yes. Perfect Storm. Yes, I. 90 seconds, y'all. Gonna ride up. Day two, bringing up to day three. Yes, I.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in.
Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Yeah. Yes, I and that Maccabee generation definitely were chosen. You know, to prove the principle in action. So here, day two, shutting forth the right hand of fellowship to I and I, brother Ra, Sahar, Ahad, right here, fourth book of Maccabees, chapter two for day two. Stay tuned for day three. Yes, sir.
Fourth book of Maccabees, chapter two. The heading is The Ruling of Desire of Anger. Story of Dawid's thirst, stirring chapters of ancient history, savage attempts to make the Israelites eat swine. Verse 1. Well then, someone may ask, if reason is master of the passions, why is it not master of forgetfulness and ignorance? But the argument is supremely ridiculous. For reason is not shown to be master over passions or defects in itself, but over those of the body. For example, none of you is able to extirpate our natural desire, but the reason can enable him to escape being made a slave by desire. None of you is able to extirpate anger from the soul, but it is possible for the reason to come to his aid against anger. None of you can extirpate a malevolent disposition, but reason can be his powerful ally against being swayed by malevolence. Reason is not the extirpate of the passions, but their antagonist.
The case of the thirst of King Dawid, Yavush Dawid, may serve at least to make this clear. For when Dawid had fought the livelong day against the Philistines, and by the help of our country's warriors had slain many of them, he came at eventide, all for done with sweat and toil, to the royal tent, round which was encamped the whole army of our ancestors. So all the hosts fell to their evening meal, but the king, being consumed with intense thirst, though he had abundance of water, was unable to slake it or be satisfied. Quench. Instead, an irrational desire for the water that was in the possession of the enemy with growing intensity burned him up and unmanned and consumed him. Then, when his bodyguard murmured against the craving of the king, two youths, mighty warriors, ashamed that their king should lack his desire, put on all their armor and took a water vessel and scaled the enemy's ramparts, and stealing undetected past the guards at the gate, they searched through all the enemy's camp, and they bravely found the spring and drew from it a draught for the king. But Dawid, though still burning with thirst, considered that such a draught reckoned as equivalent to blood was a grievous danger to his soul. Therefore, opposing his reason to his desire, he poured out an offering to Elohim, for the temperate mind is able to conquer the dictates of the passions and to quench the fires of desire, and to wrestle victoriously with the pangs of our body, though they be exceedingly strong, and by the moral beauty and goodness of reason to defy with scorn and awe the domination of the passions. And now the occasion calls us to set forth the story of the self-controlled reason. At a time when our fathers enjoyed great peace and through the due observance of the law and were in happy case, so that Seleucus Nicanor, the king of Asia, sanctioned the tax for the temple service and recognized our polity precise then, certain men acting factitiously against the general concord involved us in many and various calamities. Onias, a man of the highest character, being then high priest and having the office for his life, a certain Simon, Simon, raised a faction against him, but despite every kind of slander, he failed to endure him on account of the people. He fled abroad with intent to betray his country. So he came to Apollonius, the governor of Syria and Phoenicia and Cilicia, and said, "Being loyal to the king, I am here to inform you that in the treasuries of Jerusalem are stored many thousands of private deposits not belonging to the temple account, and rightfully the property of King Seleucus." Apollonius, having made inquiry into the details of the matter, praised Simon for his loyal service to the king, and hastened to the court of Seleucus, disclosed to him the valuable treasure. Then, after receiving authority to deal with the matter, he promptly marched into our country, accompanied by the accursed Simon in a very powerful army, and announced that he was there by the king's command to take possession of the private deposits in the treasury. Our people were deeply angered by this announcement and protested strongly, considering it an outrageous thing for those who had entrusted their deposits to the temple treasury to be robbed of them, and they threw all possible obstacles in his way. Apollonius, however, with threats, made his way into the temple. Then the priest in the temple and the women and the children besought Elohim Buruku to come to the rescue of his holy place that was being violated. And when Apollonius with his armed host marched in to seize the monies, there appeared from heaven angels riding upon horses with lightning flashing from their arms, and cast great fear and trembling upon them. And Apollonius fell down half dead in the court of the Gentiles, and stretched out his hands to heaven, and with tears he entreated the Hebrews that they would make intercession for him and stay the wrath of the heavenly host. For he said that he had sinned and was worthy even of death, and that if he were given his life, he would allow to all men the blessedness of the holy place. Moved by these words, Onias, the high priest, although most scrupulous in other cases, made intercession for him, lest King Seleucus should possibly think that Apollonius had been overthrown by a human device and not by divine justice. Apollonius accordingly, after his astonishing deliverance, departed to report to the king the things that had befallen him. But Seleucus dying, his successor on the throne was his son Antiochus Epiphanes, an overweening terrible man, and dismissed Onias from the sacred office and made his brother Jason high priest instead, the condition being that in return for the appointment Jason should pay him 3,660 talents yearly. So he appointed Jason high priest and made him chief ruler over the people. And he, Jason, introduced to our people a new way of life, a new constitution, in utter defiance of the law. So that not only did he lay out a gymnasium on the mount of our fathers, but he actually abolished the service of the temple. Wherefore the divine justice was kindled to anger and brought Antiochus himself as an enemy against us. For when he was carrying on war with Ptolemy in Egypt and heard that the people of Jerusalem had rejoiced exceedingly over a report of his death, he immediately marched back against them. And when he had plundered the city, he made a decree denouncing the penalty of death upon any who should be seen to live after the law of our fathers. But he found all his decrees of no avail to break down the constancy of our people to the law. And he beheld all his threats and penalties utterly despised, so that even women for circumcising their sons, though they knew beforehand what would be their fate, were flung together with their offspring headlong from the rocks. When therefore his decrees continued to be contemned by the mass of the people, he personally tried to force by tortures each man separately to eat unclean meats and thus abjure the Israelite religion. Accordingly, the tyrant Antiochus, accompanied by his counselors, sat in judgment on a certain high place with his troop drawn around him in full armor. And he ordered his guards to drag there every single man of the Hebrews and compelled them to eat swine's flesh and things offered to idols. But if any man should refuse to defile themselves with the unclean things, they were to be tortured and put to death. And when many had been taken by force, one man, first from among the company, was brought before Antiochus, a Hebrew whose name was Eleazar, a priest by birth, trained in knowledge of the law, a man advanced in years and well known to many of the tyrant's court for his philosophy. And Antiochus, looking on him, said, "Before I allow the tortures to begin for you, O venerable man, I would give you this counsel that you should eat of the flesh of the swine and save your life. For I respect your age and your gray hairs, although to have worn them so long a time and still to cling to the Israelite religion makes me think you no philosopher. For the most excellent is the meat of this animal which nature has graciously bestowed upon us. And why should you abominate it? Truly it is folly not to enjoy innocent pleasures, and it is wrong to reject nature's favors. But it will be still greater folly, I think, on your part, if with idle vaporing about truth you shall proceed to defy even me to your own punishment. Will you not awake from your preposterous philosophy? Will you not fling aside the nonsense of your calculations and adopting another frame of mind, befitting your mature years, learn the true philosophy of expediency, and how to my charitable counsel and have pity on your own vulnerable age? For consider this, to that even if there be some power whose eye is upon this religion of yours, he will always pardon you for a transgression done under compulsion." Thus urged by the tyrant to the unlawful eating of unclean meat, Eleazar asked permission to speak, and receiving it, he began his speech before the court as follows: "We, O Antiochus, having accepted the divine law as the law of our country, do not believe any stronger necessity is laid upon us than that of our obedience to the law. Therefore, we do surely deem it right not in any way whatsoever to transgress the law. And yet, were our laws, as you suggest, not truly divine, while we vainly believed it to be divine, not even so would it be right for us to destroy our reputation for pity. Think it not then a small sin for us to eat the unclean thing. For the transgression of the law, be it small things or in great, is equally heinous. For in either case, equally the law is despised. And you scoff at our philosophy, as if under it we were living in a manner contrary to reason. Not so, for the law teaches us self-control, so that we are masters of all our pleasures and desires, and are thoroughly trained in manliness, so as to endure all pain with readiness. And it teaches justice, so that with all our various dispositions, we act fairly. And it teaches righteousness, so that we do reverence, we worship only the Elohim who is Buruku. Therefore do we eat no unclean meat, for believing our law to be given by Elohim Buruku, we know also that the Creator of the world, as a lawgiver, feels for us according to our nature. He has commanded us to eat the things that will be convenient for our souls, and has forbidden us to eat meats that would be contrary. But it is the act of a tyrant that you should compel us not only to transgress the law, but should also make us eat in such manner that you may mock at this defilement so utterly abominable to us. But you shall not mock at me this, neither will I break the sacred oath of my ancestors to keep the law, not even though you tear out mine eyes and burn out my entrails. I am not so unmanned by old age, but that when righteousness is at stake, the strength of my youth returns to my reason. So twist hard your racks and blow your furnace hotter. I do not so pity my old age as to break the law of my fathers in my own person. I will not belie thee, O law that was my teacher. I will not desert thee, O beloved self-control. I will not put thee to shame, O wisdom, loving reason. Nor will I deny ye, O venerated priesthood and knowledge of the law. Neither shalt thou sully the pure mouth of my old age and my lifelong constancy to the law. Clean shall my fathers receive me, unfrayed of the torments even to death. For thou indeed mayest be tyrant over unrighteous men, but thou shalt not lord it over my resolution in the matter of righteousness, either by thy words or through thy deeds. Amen. In the name of the King of Kings, Nagusta Gesta Ethiopia, Kedamawi Hale Selassie, Ja Rastafari, everything. Hashem Yeshua, Shalom.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, 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 for that's two, here, day three, moving forward, new day, day four. So stay tuned, stay tuned. Very, very interesting, because in the spirit of Torah, we're speaking about the mother, bringing out even the divine feminine principle here, as we have in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, my son, Bini, my disciple, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law, the Torah of thy mother. Also the emphasis on reason and wisdom and chokmah. Once again, the divine feminine principle, as Elohim created man in his image after his likeness, male and female, he created them. So here, here, here. Here, moving forward, we would have the Berit Chadasha, the New Testament reading, which we already shared right here as we seek to, you know, catch up, you know, with, you know, the day, the sequence here, because on the battlefield, during the tour, you know, serving ascended tours of duty here, even in this North country. So here, picking up right here to day three, here in Numbers, fourth book of Moshe, fourth book of Moses, known as Bamidbar in the wilderness, Numbers chapter 7, verse 24 to chapter 7, verse 35, right here, 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 for day three. B'shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be the one. B'shem Ha'ab, V'Walid, V'Menfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Here, Numbers chapter 7, chapter 7, because here we have the first Hanukkah. The key word in the English is dedicating or livicating, reinitiating. Here we have that first Hanukkah, so to speak, here in the wilderness. Verse 24. On the third day, Eliab, the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun, did offer. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekelim, shekels bur, one silver bowl of 70 shekelim bur, after the shekel, the bur, silver currency of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a mincha, for the bloodless offering, the grain offering, the mincha offering, the meal offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishens, full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, an ola, a mikat el nisuayet, one kid of the goats for a chataat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of dehinet, of dehna, well-beingness, or the shelamim, peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. Verse 30, on the fourth day, Elizur, the son of Shedeor, prince Nasi, of the children of Reuben, did offer. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekelim, one silver bowl of 70 shekelim bur, after the shekel, the bur, the silver currency of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil, shemen, for a mincha, a meal offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekelim, shekels full of aishens, incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a mikat el miswa'it, for an ola, a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a chataat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, the dechinet, the denanes, the well-being offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elizur, the son of Shedeor. Here, here, here. Yes, I bring an eye and I hear for the third day. If you notice that the reading actually kind of overlaps, you know, as we go through the first 7 days, the first seven princes, the first seven princes of the 12 tribes bring forward their offering. On the eighth day, we complete with the final five princes, the Nasim. So here, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, here for this, the third day. For the third day here, we have the prophet Zechariah. And here, the Zechariah reading for the third day brings out the menorah. Just once again, just an overview here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship, Tainai Chaber, Ainai Fellow, Ras Sahar Ahad. So after we go through the reading, you know, of the Numbers chapter 7 with the first Hanukkah, right, then we move forward to the, you know, the Torah reading concerning the menorah in Numbers chapter 8. But then we have right here, here, here from the book of Zechariah, the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, that speak of Zechariah's prophecy, Zakar, male, Yah, he who be, the male of Yah, of he who be, Jah, Yah, the Savior name of Israel, Zakar as a noun, Zakar as a verb, the remembrance of he who be, his prophecy concerning a menorah. So right here, 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 stretching forth the right hand of fellowship, here bringing forth the reading, Ba'ayinai Chava, Ras, Sahar, Ahad, right here, 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 the Zechariah reading. Give me one moment right here. We have it on the board. Give thanks if ones and ones seek to, you know, share a reading in the future. You know, just link forward. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, here, here. Yes, I, the Zechariah reading concerning the menorah, the lampstand, the lights during Hanukkah, the festival, the feast of lights. Keep it lit.
Book of the Prophets, Book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 13 to chapter 4, verse 7. Be silent, O all flesh, before Yahweh Buruku, Lifne Yahweh, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. And he showed me Yahshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And Yahweh Baruch Hu said to Satan, Yahweh rebuke thee, O Satan, even Yahweh that have chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Yahshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments. And the angel of Yahweh stood by. And the angel of Yahweh protested to Yahshua, saying, Thus saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku, Yahweh of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Yahshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Yahshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes, and behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku, and I will remove the iniquity of that land one day. In that day, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said to me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and with seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my master? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my master. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, This is the word of Yahweh Baruch Hu to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Baruch Hu. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Favor, favor to it. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hailu, Kebo ketamawe haile shalasi nulus nugeze etopia, desem getachim in hanatat ten yeshua.
Amoshia, amen.
Speaking the identical, trying to live Leviticus. From the metaphysical, primordial to physical. Kedamawi Halle Selassie, he is the literal. Lion from the tribe of Judah, you can say it's scriptural. I'm smoking with the mystical. Getting to the magic of this product that I'm hitting now. Anything that was shut before was open now. When I close my eyes to pray, I often allow, I'm off in a cloud. There is nothing going down that it is in a better place.
Live by the Torah and the wicked have a crumble. I be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble.
The prophet's reading right there, and here for day three from the fourth book of Maccabees. When you get the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden, it has the translation from the original in what we regard to be the proper order, eight chapters, especially for these 8 days of Hanukkah. The other versions, they break down the chapters differently, just a recommendation, plus a lot of other good books right there. Here for day three, moving forward to day four, but here. Fourth book of Maccabees.
The fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 3. Eleazar, the gentle-spirited old man, shows such fortitude that even as we read these words 2,000 years later, they seem an inextinguishable fire. But when Eleazar replied thus eloquently to the exhortation of the tyrants, the guards around him dragged him roughly to the torturing place. And first they unclothed the old man, who was adorned with the beauty of holiness. Then binding his arms on either side, they scourged him, a herald standing and shouting out over against him, "Obey the orders of the king." But the great-souled and noble man, and Eleazar, in very truth, was no more moved in his mind than he were being tormented in a dream. Yea, the old man, keeping his eyes steadfastly raised to heaven, suffered his flesh to be torn by the scourges, till he was bathed in blood and his sides became a mass of wounds. And even when he fell to the ground, because his body could no longer support the pain, he still kept his reason erect and inflexible. With his foot, then one of the cruel guards, as he fell, kicked him savagely in the side to make him get up. But he endured the anguish and despised the compulsion and bore up under the torments, and like a brave athlete taking punishment, the old man outwore his tormentors. The sweat stood on his brow, and he drew his breath in hard gasps, till his nobility of soul extorted the admiration of his tormentors themselves. Hereupon, partly in pity for his old age, partly in sympathy for their friend, partly in admiration of his courage, some of the courtiers of the king went up to him and said, "Why, O Eleazar, dost thou madly destroy thyself in this misery? We will bring to thee of the seed meats, but do thou feign only to partake of the swine's flesh and so save thyself." And Eleazar, as if their counsel did but add to his torture, cried loudly, "No, may we sons of Abraham never have so evil a thought as with feigned heart to counterfeit a part unseemly to us, contrary to reason. Indeed, were it for us, after living to the truth to old age, and guarding in lawful guise the repute of so living, now to change and become in our own persons a pattern to the young of impiety, to the end that we should encourage them to eat unclean meat, shame were it if we would live on a little longer, doing that little being mocked of all men for cowardice, and while despised by the tyrant as unmanly, should fail to defend the divine law to death. Therefore, O sons of Abraham, do ye die nobly for righteousness' sake. But as for you, O minions of the tyrant, why pause ye in your work?" So they, seeing him thus triumphant over the tortures, and unmoved even by the pity of his executioners, dragged him to the fire. There they cast him on it, burning him with cruelly cunning devices, and they poured broth of evil odor into his nostrils. But when the fire already reached to his bones, and he was about to give up the ghost, he lifted up his eyes to Elohim and said, "Thou, O Elohim, knowest that though I might save myself, I am dying by fiery torments for thy law. Be merciful to thy people, and let our punishment be a satisfaction in their behalf. Make my blood their purification, and take my soul to ransom their souls." And with these words, the holy man nobly yielded up his spirit under the torture, and for the sake of the law, held out by his reason, even against the torments to death. Beyond question, then, the inspired reason is master over the passions. For if his passions or sufferings had prevailed over his reason, we should have credited them with the evidence of their superior power. But now, his reason having conquered his passions, we properly attribute to it the power of commanding them. And it is right that we should admit that the mastery lies with reason, in cases at least where it conquers pains that come from outside ourselves, for it were ridiculous to deny it. And my proof covers not only the superiority of reason to pains, but its superiority to pleasures also. Neither does it surrender to them.
The Temple Rockers, dub, reggae, the Hebrew, here days long ago, here classic Linville Thompson, yes I, Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, right here, check out the Temple Rockers Festival of Lights album, yes I.
Hanukkah, let's have a party tonight. Let's have a party. We'll all dance the aura.
Linville Thompson there, Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah. Classic, it's a classic, modern classic, Temple Rockers, Festival of Lights. Here, here, here. For the third day, there's a couple of New Testament. We're going to bring it again. But here, just to fulfill all righteousness right here, 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 looking at the time. Give thanks, brothers and sisters. Since Hanukkah is out of the season, it's not one of the seven commanded Isla days, you know, but we're to remember Jah always. So here, out of the season, we have Hanukkah, Maccabee, Fighting Isla Day, Festival of Light, can learn the wisdom of our and our ancestors, revolution and redemption, right? How the true faith is revolutionary. But here, 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 we have Romans chapter 10, just to go over some of the basics right here. In the Brit Chadasha, Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 13, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, as well as Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and the Gospel according to Matthew, Matteo, Matthew chapter 1, verses 8 to 25, because this season as well also is connected in the ancient Judaic thought with the birth of Moshiach and his incarnation, even in this season, in connection with the main themes of the light and the illumination. Yes, I. So here, Romans, the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, just a basic read right here, chapter 10, focus verses 1 to 13, 1 to 13 right here. So here, Romans chapter 10 in the New Covenant reading, the Brit Chadasha, the Hadis Kidan, the Hadis Kidan. Here it's subscribed as the apparent failure, the apparent, what appears. It's not always what the appearance is, but the apparent failure of the promises to Yisrael is explained by their unbelief or their lack of emnet, emuna, haimanot, the true liberty, the belivity, the true faith of the King of Kings Christ, but that their apparent failure of the promises to Israel is explained by their lack of faith, by their lack of the true faith. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Ha'ilahim, to Elohim, the power for Yisrael, is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, of the power, of Exavia, the sustainer, but not according to knowledge. Not according to Ilket, to Da'at, not according to Gnosis. For they, being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness,
and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Elohim, the power. For Moshiach is the fulfillment of HaTorah for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Amen. For Moses described the righteousness that is of HaTorah, that the man who doeth these or those things shall live by them. But the righteousness that is of faith, the emunah, the emnet, the hymenot, speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into Shemayim, into heaven? That is, to bring Moshiach, the anointed, Christos, Christ down from above. Or, who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring up Moshiach again from the Metim, the Mutan, the dead. But what saith it? The word is near thee, the eye, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, of emnet, emunah, of the hymenot, that we, that I and I preach, that I and I proclaim, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Ha'adon Yeshua, Geta Yesus, the sovereign Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that Ha'elohim, the power, Ha'elohim, hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, the eye shall be victorious. For with the heart man believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation, to victory. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth, ameneth on him, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Yehudi and your Nanawian, Gracoi, Jew and Greek, and the Greek, for the same Adon, Adawan, sovereign, same Geta, over all is rich to all that call up on him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Adon, upon the name of the sovereign, upon the name of Geta, shall be saved, shall be victorious. Here, for permission of the assembly, we're going to complete the chapter here. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Amen. And how shall they, amen, admit as truth in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher, without a proclaimer? And how shall they preach, proclaim, except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful, how eyeful are the feet of them that preach, proclaim the gospel, the good news of shalom, of salam, the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, the good news. For Esaias, Yeshayahu, saith, Adon, Adonai, how? Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed, hath amen, I and I report? So then faith, emunah, emnet, the hymenot, cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim, by the word of the power. But I say, have ye not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moshe saith, I will provoke you to jealousy, to zealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest to them that asked not after me. But to Yisrael, to Israel, he saith, All day long have I stretched forth my hands to a disobedient and a gainsaying people. Hear, hear, the full of folk right here, the New Testament reading right here, even on this third day moving into the fourth day. One part of the reading, stay tuned, thou fulfilled right here. That last word come again. But to Yisrael, Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands to a disobedient and gainsaying.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Here we have Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and also Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, right here. Therefore, Ha'adon, the sovereign himself, shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Immanuel, Immanuel, with us, El, the power, Emmanuel. Here. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us, I, a child is born. To us, I, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And Shemot, his name, shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty El, the Mighty Power, the Everlasting, the Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace. Here, next verse. Of the increase of his government and peace and shalom, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, his government, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even for Iva. The zeal of Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah of hosts, Yahweh, Sabaoth, Jehovah of armies, will perform this. And here, to the New Covenant scripture here for the New Testament reading right here, Matthew chapter 1, verse 8 to 9, Matthew chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. And here, just bringing it forward right here, rightly dividing the word of truth, Matthew chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. I'm looking at this right here on the board. Yeah, we have to check this out right here, verses 8 to 9. But no doubt this is connected with right here with Yeshua, right, with Yeshua. So we're going to read probably 18 to 25, this part concerning Yeshua, seeing the reason for the season. Hanukkah, Maccabees, and the connection with the birth of Yeshua and the visit of the Magi coming forward on January 6th, the 7th. Conception and birth of Yeshua. Now, the birth of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christus, was on this wise. When Imo, his mother, Mariam, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kedus. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, a righteous man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the Malachi Yahweh, the angel Jehovah, appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou Ben David, son of David, fear not to take to thee Maryam, Ishtaka, thy Eshet Oset, thy wife, thy woman, for that that is conceived in her is of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kedus, the Isla Irit. And she shall bring forth a band, a son, and thou shalt call Shemo Yeshua, for he shall Yoshia save his people from their chatiyah, their sin, their uckery. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled that was spoken of Ha'adon, of Adonai, by the prophet saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a ben, a son, and they shall call his name Immanuel, Emmanuel, that is being interpreted, which being interpreted is El, the power, higher, the power is with us, with I and I. Then Yosef, being raised from sleep, did as the Malachi Yahweh, the angel, the Malach of Jehovah, had bidden him, and took to him Ishto, his wife, his Eshet, his Oset, his woman, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called Shemo, his name Yeshua. And here we have Luke right here, Luke chapter 2, that's going to bring us to the fulfillment here of this podcast. Give thanks, brothers and sisters who hear this now and in the forward. Here, a full chapter, I think it's, chapter 2. Let's see how we can get through this. The birth of Yeshua, Kedus Luca, here from St. Luke, Luca chapter 2, the birth of Yeshua. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house, the bite and lineage of David, of David, to be taxed with Maryam, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Hear the adoration of the shepherds. Hear for the adoration of the shepherds, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, look, a malach of Adonai, an angel of Adonai came up on them. And the glory, the kabod of Ha'adon, of the sovereign, shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And Ha'malaak, the angel, said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Moshiach, who is Moshiach. A Moshiach, Savior, who is Mashiach, the anointed, Ha'adon, the sovereign, the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. Ye all shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with Ha'malach, the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising, Isaacing, Ha'elohim, the power, and saying, glory to Ha'el, the power, Ha'el in the highest, Elyon, and on earth, Shalom, goodwill toward men, toward humanity. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into Shemaimah, into Shemaim, the heavens, the shepherds said one to another, let us now even go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass that Ha-Adon has made known to I and I. And they came with haste and found Mariam and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying that was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things that were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising highly him, the power for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them. Circumcision of Yeshua, verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, Shemo, his name was called Yeshua. That was so named of HaMalach, the angel, before he was conceived in the womb, the matrix. And when the days of her purification, according to HaTorah, the Torah of Moshe, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem, to present him to HaAdon, the Lord. As it is written in the Torah, the law of Ha'adon, every male Zakar that openeth the womb, the matrix, shall be called holy to Ha'adon, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in HaTorah of Ha'adon, a pair of turtle doves and 2 young pigeons. Adoration and prophecy of Shimon of Simeon, verse 25. And behold, there was a man of Jerusalem whose name was Shimon, Simeon. And the same man was just, righteous, and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Ala Irit, was up on him. And it was revealed to him by the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedus, the Ala Irit, that he should not see death before he had seen Ha'adon's Moshiach, Adonai's Messiah, Christ, anointed. And he came by Haruach, the Irid, into Ha'hekal, the temple. And when the parents brought the child Yeshua to do for him after the custom of HaTorah, then took he him up in his arms and blessed Elohim and said, Adonai, now lettest thou thy servant depart with shalom according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy Yeshua, thy salvation, that thou hast appeared before the face of all people, a light to lighten Hagoyim, the Gentiles nation, and the glory of Amika, Israel, thy people Israel. And Joseph and Imo, his mother, marveled at those things that were spoken of him. And Shimon, Simon, blessed them and said to Mariam, Imo, Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many of Nuf-Nuf ones in Israel, and for a sign that shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Adoration of Hannah, of Hannah, verse 36. And there was one Hannah, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years that departed not from Ha'hekal, the temple, but served Elohim with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks, Torah, Miskana, likewise to Ha'adon, to Exiavi, Hedestana, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem, in Jerusalem. Return to Nazareth, the silent years, here, verse 39. And when they had performed all things according to the Torah of Ha'adon, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and eyed, filled with chokmah, with wisdom, and the grace of Ha'elohim, of Elohim, the power, was up on him. Yeshua and his parents at the Passover. So here, as we just read the fuller full, this here actually takes us forward into the next like 5 months and even to the beginning of Pesach, Passover again. Take note. Yeshua and his parents at Pesach, Pesach, as Fasica, verse 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of HaPesach, Passover, Fasica. And when he was 12 years old, they went up, they aliyed up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Yeshua tarried behind Jerusalem, and Joseph and Imo, his mother, knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in Ha'ekal, in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and understanding, overstanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And Imo, his mother, said to him, Beni, my son, lama, why hast thou thus like this dealt with us with I and I? Hine, behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Verse 49, and he, Yeshua, said to them, how is it that ye that y'all sought me, sought I? Wist ye not that I must be about Abis, my father's business? And they understood and understood not the saying that he spake to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But Imo and Natu, his mother, kept all these sayings in her heart. And Yeshua increased in chokmah, in wisdom, and stature, and in favor with Elohim, Ha'elohim, Exiavihir, and man. Here, fulfillment right here. Chag Sameach. Yes, I. Hanukkah Sameach. Yes, I. Here. Happy Hanukkah. Maccabee Fighting Isle of Days. Give thanks, brothers and sisters, Yes, I. May God bless the eye, keep the eye, cause his face to shine on the eye, and I, and give I and I Yeshua Shalom. Victory, shalom. Salvation, shalom. Yes, I. Rastafari. Be well.